from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, September 20th. Coming up, the midterm election is only 6 weeks away. We'll learn about a new resource for voters from Illinois Newsroom political reporter Harrison Malkin. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Voting by mail in Illinois jumped in popularity during the height of the pandemic, and that trend may continue for the November midterms. Mawa Iqbal reports.
More than 373,000 voters have already requested a mail-in ballot, according to the State Board of Elections. Spokesperson Matt Dietrich says these numbers could increase because voters can now request to be put on a permanent vote-by-mail roster.
To me, that would indicate that we are seeing people who maybe used vote-by-mail for the first time in 2020 and liked it and came back to use it again.
To limit in-person interactions during COVID, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law in 2020 requiring that every registered voter receive a mail-in ballot application. A third of all votes in that general election were by mail. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois State Fair is reporting record-breaking attendance this year. More than 636,000 people attended the 11-day event in Springfield this August, the highest total since attendance records have been kept, and that's 164,000 more people than went last year. The Department of Agriculture, which oversees the fair, estimates the agricultural showcase brought in $6.4 million this year, just shy of 2019's record. But vendor payments are still coming in, and two events were postponed until later this year. The 2023 Illinois State Fair runs from August 10th through the 20th. The Planned Parenthood Clinic, located in Champaign, is now providing inpatient surgical abortions. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the center has added the service in response to abortion bans in neighboring states.
Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the share of abortion patients at the Champaign Planned Parenthood Clinic who come from Indiana has increased from 8 to 11%. That number is expected to increase further since Indiana's new ban on most abortions went into effect last week. Jennifer Fetters is the manager of the Champaign Center. She says one of her recent patients had traveled from the East Coast to find abortion access and insisted on speaking with her after the visit.
As hard of a time as this was for them, they were so appreciative that we were here and they couldn't have asked for a better experience. And, you know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
The Champaign Center has renovated unused space in its facility to make room for the surgical abortion services. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign-Urbana health experts are recommending residents get the new COVID-19 bivalent booster. The bivalent vaccine protects against both the original strain of the virus and the recent Omicron variant. Christopher Brook is a virologist and vaccine expert at the University of Illinois. He says these boosters specifically target newer strains of the virus.
That's what is the huge benefit of the new bivalent booster, is that it also targets these newer viruses. So it's going to elicit an immune response that better recognizes the viruses that we're actually seeing now. So it should be more protective.
Oase Vade is the director of the McKinley Health Center. He says the effects of long COVID are still being studied.
We do know that these vaccines and boosters protect you against some of the long-term harmful effects of COVID.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District offers appointments for the bivalent booster for people ages 12 and up. For more information, visit c-uphd.org. Still to come, we'll learn about a new online resource to help people vote in the November midterm election. That story from Harrison Malkin is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The 2022 midterm elections are less than 2 months away. It's an important time politically, and Illinois Newsroom has resources to make election season easier for you. Our politics reporter, Harrison Malkin, is here to walk us through our brand new election page online and to get you the answers you need. Harrison, thanks for being with us, and where can we find this information?
Hey, Brian. So listeners should head over to WILL.illinois.edu/election. Right off the bat, you'll see some important info about the upcoming midterms, which take place on Tuesday, November 8th. Again, that's less than 2 months away on November 8th. September 29th is the first day of early voting, and Illinois is one of 21 states where you can register to vote and cast a ballot on Election Day.
And Harrison, I see something online there, a heading that says Research Your Ballot on the site. Can you tell us a bit about that?
So under the banner Research Your Ballot, you should type in your name and home address. This will tell you which congressional district you're in, for example, and it'll give you some details about candidates running in various statewide and federal races. Ballot Ready is definitely a secure platform, and your information will be deleted after about 90 days. One really cool feature on Ballot Ready is the sample ballot. So after reading a bit about a candidate's biography and doing some other research, you can click on their name. So if they're running for governor, secretary of state, or state senate, and the system will basically put all of their names in one place for you, and you could see it right there before you even head into the voting booth on Election Day.
And Harrison, as far as our coverage goes, I hear there's a series of stories you're working on called Truth Test.
That's right. Yeah, I can fact check that for you. So every Thursday until the November general election, I'll be parsing fact and fiction in claims made by not only politicians, but political campaigns and organizations. My first story was on a GOP Champaign County clerk candidate who argued that states like Georgia and Arizona stopped counting votes during the 2020 presidential election. I called on David Becker, election security expert for CBS News, to cross-check that claim, and he called it completely false.
And Harrison, what are some future truth test stories you're planning?
One thing I'm really excited to dig into is the proposed so-called Workers' Rights Amendment. So those in favor of it believe it's going to strengthen working conditions and increase wages, while opponents say it's going to lead to higher taxes. Both are big claims, and this bill is definitely going to impact workers across the state. So this amendment is on the ballot in November, and I'd like to give voters the facts they need to be informed.
And what if you're looking for more coverage from Illinois Newsroom about the midterms?
When you go under the title election coverage, you'll see a bunch of our recent stories. Soon you'll also see long-form video interviews that I've been working on with congressional candidates and congresspeople in the 2nd, 15th, and 13th districts. You'll also see interviews from Brian Mackey of the 21st Talk Show. Brian's been doing these awesome interviews with statewide candidates, so keep an eye out for his work as well. We'll keep updating that election page as it comes closer in November.
All right. Thanks a lot, Harrison. That's Illinois Newsroom politics reporter Harrison Malkin telling us about our new election homepage. We encourage you to check that out and share it with friends and family. You can go to will.illinois.edu/election. And again, some important dates. November 7th is the last day of early voting at designated polling locations. November 8th is the deadline to drop off mail-in ballots. And of course, November 8th is also Election Day. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and hot today with a high of 92 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Madison Holcomb, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.